WBAL.com.
It's 2:21. Exercising the right to vote seems to be alive and well in Maryland, as we've been hearing about crowds at local polling places. We're taking your calls, so let's get started. Jan joins us now. Hi, Jan.
Hi, how are you this afternoon, my dear?
Great, thanks. Tell us about your experience and where you voted.
Well, I voted around 10:30. I went at 10:30 this morning to the Harford Hills Elementary School, which is just north of Joppa on Old Harford Road. It was packed. I've never, ever in all the years voting there seen anything like it. And, you know, it was amiable. Everybody was kind of chatting back and forth or standing and minding their own business, I guess. But it took a good 45 minutes to an hour to get
wow.
to actually vote. It's amazing. And for the heck of it, I rode a little further up the road and took a look at the cars that were at the, Pine Grove, that's the name of it, Pine Grove Middle School, and that was also packed. So I can imagine, for the first time in eons, the vote in Maryland is going to be over the top.
What do you think is causing it?
I think that some of the issues that are on the ballot are causing it, 6 and 7 in particular. And I think a lot of people have strong feelings either way on both of them. I voted for both of them. I happen to have a very good friend who is in a wonderful marriage that is, female-oriented. And I love the both of them, and I see the love they have for each other. And I can only say that I think that people who truly love each other ought to have the opportunity.
Well, it
to
sounds
be
like
married.
People definitely want to make their votes count. So, Jan, thank you so much for calling us. Tiffany, let's check in with you. Tiffany joins us now. Hey.
Hi, how are you?
Great, thanks. Tell us about your experience.
I actually voted at the Addy Senior Center on Halliburton Avenue. Absolutely no line whatsoever. I think there was maybe a handful of people voting. I did encounter a kind of unusual, I've been voting for 12 years now, and the judge stood behind me as I was voting, and she was clearing the little packet of, you sign the slip and then carry that with your card, the electronic card, to the actual where you cast your ballot. And she stood behind me the entire time, and obviously for me it wasn't a big deal because I'm voting for who I'm voting for already.
Well, you felt you didn't have any privacy?
I really didn't, and it thought in my head, it was kind of ironic that they show President Obama voting. We all know who he's voting for, but he's got this nice little curtained off area. And here I am voting, and she's, peering right over my shoulder. Huh. Okay, you can hit next now. I'm thinking, I know what to do here. Thanks, Sal.
Thank you. So, thanks, Tiffany, for calling.
Yes.
Allison's on the line now. Hi, Allison.
Hi there, Mary Beth.
How you doing? How was it today?
It was great. I voted at Sandy Mount Elementary School in Kingsburg. And although there was a steady line of people coming in and out, it was a very smooth process. I got in and out probably within, 10 minutes. It was great.
Great. I'm glad you had such a good experience. We thank you for calling.
All right. Bye-bye now.
Bye. Frank joins us now from Owings Mills. Hi, Frank.
Hey, Mary Beth. How was that deal?
You're cutting in and out just a little bit. How was your experience voting?
It was terrible. They long lines, over 3 hours waiting for them. And this is the same thing that happened 4 years ago. And when I questioned them about it, they said, talk to the board of elections. 4 years ago, I talked to the board of elections. They only have 2 people in line going all the way through the test time.
All right. Well, sorry your voice wasn't heard 4 years ago, but hopefully you'll make some noise about it again. Frank from Owings Mills. Jess joins us now. Hey, Jess.
Hey, Mary Beth. How are you?
Great, thanks. How are you?
Good. I just voted in Pikesville at Woodham Elementary, just north of Racerstown Road in the Beltway, and it was amazing. Walked in, no lines. Everybody was pleasant. My wife went this morning about 8:15. She said she waited about 35, 40 minutes in line. And like I said, now is really, at least from my experience, it was a really good time to vote.
Great. Sounds like you hit it. You hit it well. Thank you for joining us. Pat joins us now, who voted in the city. Hi, Pat.
Hi, Mary Beth. Thanks for taking the call.
Yeah, sure.
I just wanted to let you know that I took my 94-year-old mother today to vote.
That's wonderful.
And we voted at Hazelwood Elementary in Baltimore City. That's been her polling place since 1954, and it's now mine. And the lines were long, but not so long that we were in from the time we left the house until we got home, it was an hour. But this is what I want. I wanted to make this comment. Everyone was great. And as we were getting ready to leave, all of a sudden this big applause went up, and it was for a first-time voter. And I thought that was a really cool experience to be part of that.
That's nice. So you kind of saw both ends of the spectrum, didn't you?
Yeah.
Someone who's
yes.
been voting all their life. Thank you so much, Pat, for calling and sharing, and for everyone who called today and letting us know what their experience has been voting.